Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your, see that rock and rolls in your rolling rock, sing your mind to the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and rolls in your rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot of a relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count on two.
Tell me what y'all
want,
to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start.
1, 2, tell me what y'all
to
do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Suggestions, rock and roll to your rolling rock.
And welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, of course, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is, you can't heal what you won't reveal. Tonight's conversation, you can't heal what you won't reveal. Now, that could be psychological pain, mental pain, or emotional pain. It is all unpleasant. All of those are unpleasant feelings. So how much you actually hurt as a human being is actually mental suffering or mental torment. These all reflect an emphasis on a particular aspect of mind life, meaning what you think. What you think is what you will believe. What you feel is what you think, and vice versa. Now, imagine holding all of what's hurt you on the inside and just not talking about it, or dealing with it, or addressing it. How can you possibly heal when it's a hurt that you won't reveal? You know, I can't hold anything in. If I'm bothered by something, I have to say it. Whether I say it to my confidant, my support people, my support group, or my friends, I cannot hold it in. And I've learned that a long time ago. But my special guest tonight uses traditional talk therapy and energy healing modalities to help individuals return to self. She has several certifications as a professional mind coach, a holistic mental wellness practitioner, and she heralds out of the Metro Atlanta area. So I welcome to the show Ms. Shawana Lloyd. Shawana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate the fact that you accepted our invitation. I'm only going to take up maybe 25 minutes of your time, Shawana. But I want to talk about mental health and how people are not healing because they're not revealing. So you engage complementary methods and alternative approaches to help in your practice. Do you find that this is rewarding?
I definitely find that it's rewarding. It's rewarding for myself, for sure, but also I believe I have seen actually in my clients how these transformations, how the modalities, the various modalities that I use have allowed them to transform and allowed them to release some of the things that they've been holding on to.
Right, because that has a lot to do with what affects an individual. For example, do you believe, and I know it's actual, that when certain things are not revealed and you don't heal, that it starts to affect your health, I mean your physical health?
Absolutely. My belief is everything starts in our minds first. And I believe that by the time that it actually manifests into a physical ailment or disease, what I like to call it as dis-ease in the body, it's something that we that has been there, has lied dormant within our bodies for some time.
Wow. Lies dormant. That means that it just sits there and it festers. Can you break down modalities for my listeners a little bit?
So it's just different modes of my terminology is moving the energy, our emotions, our actual energy within our bodies, energy in motion. And some of the modalities that I use, or modes of therapy, I guess would be a better way to term that, modes of therapy,
right,
allow that energy to move so that it's no longer stuck or stagnant. So we're moving it around within our body so that it can be released.
Wow. So how is that done? Like, how is it moved? Is it moved in exercise, thought, releasing stress? How are those modalities moved?
Yeah,
just
so
an example.
It can be a combination of all of those, actually. So you mentioned that I do talk therapy. And just as you mentioned, as you opened up the show, being able to talk about something and actually get it out, it helps. You're releasing, anger or sadness or frustration. And so sometimes just sitting down with a friend, a therapist or a confidant, your support system, as you mentioned, is a good way just to release that energy mm-hmm. that you may be holding on to. Movement is also another one. I personally love yoga. I'm not a big workout person going to the gym, but I think
but yoga is just as effective. So
it really is. It really is.
Yeah.
So that's another way. But any movement really doesn't necessarily have to be anything strenuous. Even if you are walking, you know, moving your bodies, us moving our bodies is another way for us to move that energy that may be stuck or stagnant within us.
Right.
And a third one that I can mention, which is called EFT or TFT, which is it's a tapping method. It's a therapy, but it's basically what you do is in the moment that you may be feeling anger or sadness
right.
or anxiety, there are certain pressure points on our bodies that we can tap to release that. And one of those areas, just to mention it, would be like right up under your eyes. Like you could feel like the bony area, that eye socket. If you tap there, that's a way for you to release some energy in your body and release
wow.
that emotion as well.
Awesome. So, Shawana, what are the first steps to aid in a healthy mind, and how can it be practiced daily?
The first steps to aid in a healthy mind, I'm partial because I came about to this practice really through my own healing myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I have found that quiet time with myself, just being able to sit still, what some would call meditation, is one of the best ways, in my opinion, to reach that point, because we do have a lot of mental chatter that goes on within
mm-hmm.
our heads and within our minds,
mm-hmm.
which is normal. I mean, I say it's normal. It's normal based on the world that we live in. I don't
right.
think it's actually
exactly.
normal, but
exactly.
yeah, based on the world that we live in, it has become the norm. And so it's hard when you have so much being thrown at you all the time for
mm-hmm.
you to really get a grasp and a hold on your own mind. So being able to be still and with yourself, even for just 5 minutes a day, I think
mm-hmm.
is a good place to start. It doesn't cost you any money. You don't have to go see a therapist. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to go to the gym. It's like one of the simplest ways that we can start to kind of calm ourselves down and get to a place of being able to even notice what thoughts you're having.
Right, right. For those of my listeners who may be just tuning in, we're talking to Shawana Lloyd, holistic mental wellness practitioner, in our conversation tonight. You can't heal what you won't reveal. It's funny you said that you started your practice based upon what you dealt with. When I had a mentor who said that our misery can become our ministry, because now
mm-hmm.
you basically have a ministry birthed out of what you went through. And I really do believe that we have to control our minds. And the only way to
mm-hmm.
get a healthy mind is to practice that. And to practice it daily. So I am definitely
mm-hmm.
in agreement with you on that. But what about individuals who can't reveal a pain that is deeply embedded? Is this unhealthy to a certain extent?
It can be, because what ends up happening is when you are unable to or unwilling to reveal a pain, it continues to play out in your life. There's a suffering that, you know, you subject yourself to because you have not identified this, I'm going to call it a program, but it's a habit of thought. You haven't been
right.
able to identify a habit of thought that is on autopilot, really, for the lack of a better term, that's playing in your mind. And so that can be harmful for sure.
Wow, that's pretty deep. So what are some healthy steps to healing? What are some healthy steps to healing? Mental healing, I'm going to say. I should say mental healing. What are some healthy steps to mental healing? Because I think that if a person is not healing based upon what they're not revealing, they have to have some type of thought as to why that is.
Let me say this. I believe that for everyone, there does come a point in time in their life where you just get tired of going through, you know, experiencing the same thing over and over again. Because if you don't reveal what the hurt is, like I said before, it's going to continue to play out in your life over and over again. Those same scenarios, those same circumstances will continue to show up. It'll just be, what's the saying? A different place, same faces, different.
Right.
I probably got that wrong, but
nope, you're on the right track. It's like the same. It's like the same thing, different year, same thing, different day, different hour.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. And so I think that when a person gets tired, I believe that it has to be on the – they have to make a decision. Even when you have people around you, whether they be friends or family, and you can see that there's something that they may be harboring, whether it's a hurt or disappointment or pain, you can't make them make those changes. They have to get there on their own. And I do believe that there is a point in time in everyone's life that they just get tired. And then they decide that they're going to do something different. And I think, number one, having people around you that are speaking life into you, which is what I like to say, which is another reason why I work with mental wellness versus mental illness, because I like to focus on the wellness of a person. Versus them being sick, you know. And so I think when you have people around you that support you and that are always, you know, looking out for your best interest, I think that's a great support system and a great way to start. Just to talk, you know, getting to talk about it. I think talking about it is, again, one of the easiest things to do. And all the time when you're talking to your friends or family members or confidants, you don't necessarily need to be looking for advice, but just to get it out.
Exactly.
Yeah, just to get it out.
Be like a sounding board,
Exactly. Also, I think that mentally, what we can do is start paying attention, really. There's something to be said about taking time for yourself. Self-care has been something big for, I think, the whole world lately. I see it everywhere. Self-care, self-love, that's a focus now. And I think it's because we spend so much time caring for others and doing other things that we lack that attention to ourselves, paying attention to or caring for ourselves, and thus not paying attention to what's going on in our minds and how we think, and also what we're saying to ourselves, which is also, I think, a really big
thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing, and it's important. It's important to pay attention to how you're speaking to yourself.
That's very true.
We carry, you know, things that have been said to us over the years. We carry that with us, you know. A lot of us, we carry that from children up into adulthood. We allow the voices of other people to affect us, and we take on some, you know, toxic behavior or, abusive behavior. We will put that on ourselves, not even knowing it. And so I being able to get in contact with your own mind and being able to listen to your own self is one of the things that I recommend. And again, you can do that simply by sitting with yourself.
And 5 minutes, you said you could start with just 5 minutes a day.
5 minutes a day.
You said you could start with just five minutes a day.
Absolutely.
Let me just ask you this, Shawana. Can this is something that one of my readers, my blog readers, sent to us today, a question. Can one's mental health lead to suicide?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, okay.
I mean, there's no question that our mental health, if not cared for, can lead us to not wanting to live anymore. And I think that goes back to what I just mentioned and being able to pay attention to how you're speaking to yourself and how you're processing the experiences that you have every day. If you are not mindful of your self-talk, because, as much as we would like for the world to be nice and sweet and kind to all of us, that's not the case. Not 100% of the time. Yeah,
that's
it's not reality. And so we have to be our first love. We have to be our own first love. And suicide is very serious. And mental health, in my opinion, is directly tied to that. Our mental health is directly tied to that, I do believe.
So the steps to mental wellness, we know that it's a transformation. So one of the transformations is getting our thought processes under control by at least being able to control what is on our mind, what's in our minds, and what comes to mind. We know that's one thing. What else can a person do to actually start to, I'm going to say, adopt this practice daily? Is it based upon their own routines, or like how do they just adopt it daily?
I think it's very important for all of us to be mindful of our diet. And when I say diet, I don't mean solely what we put into our bodies via food. I mean what we are ingesting, what we're watching, what we are listening to, the people that we surround ourselves by, all of those things affect us. Like, we're absorbing information constantly. Our brains or our minds, our subconscious mind is always receiving information. And so if you're subjecting yourself to negative music or a lot of violence or things that are not uplifting, that may not be attributing to your happiness or positive lifestyle, then that over time will begin to affect you.
Yes.
And so I say again that just that's an easy way to start, just to start paying attention to what you are, what your diet is, what your mental, emotional, physical, even including what you're eating. That's a part of it as well. We should be mindful of the food that we're putting in our mouths as well, that we're feeding our bodies with. Our bodies are extremely intelligent. So it is mental, but you can't separate the mental from the body. So it's all tied together. So you want to be mindful of your diet, everything you're eating, what you're watching, what you're listening to, and the people that are surrounding you. Are they feeding you or are they draining you? And if it's not a productive or beneficial relationship where you feel like you're there to help them and they're there to help you, like a mutual relationship, and it's more draining, then you may want to reconsider that arrangement or that relationship.
Right. That is very crucial. When in a positive state of mind or trying to get there. So Yes, I mean, you've just been awesome with this conversation. Can you tell my listeners, my readers, where they can read more about you? Because Lord knows I found you, or we found you, through Instagram. I just love a lot of your inspirational messages that you send out daily. And I think you also have a podcast as well. Am I correct?
I do have a podcast. So you can find me. I have a website, which is www.shawanaloy.com. You can find me on Instagram, of course, same Shawana Loy, not .com, just Shawana Loy. And then my podcast, I don't know where I was with that, but anyway, my podcast is Let's Speak On It _ the podcast. You can find that on Instagram as well. And so I drop that once a week on Wednesdays. So that's a little different than my work as a wellness practitioner, but it's really more talking about my own personal journey as I've, you know, gone through this, you know, moving myself from that negative space. I'm calling it negative because I feel like my life completely did a 180, you know, into where
wow.
I am now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you can be a testimony to your own testament, which is what you believe. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I plan to catch your podcast. It's just that when I read about it, it was too late. So I was like, I'm going to definitely have to catch your podcast to see what your one-on-one
Please
is about.
Dear.
But I thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. And hopefully you'll be a guest for me again in the future.
I would love to. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Oh, you're welcome, Shawana. And listeners, I'm so goofy. I got excited and pressed the wrong button. Listeners, you heard it first here. On Conversations of a Sister. I got so excited, Shawana. I'm so sorry. But I thank you for tuning in tonight. And we'll see. We'll definitely talk to you next time. Listeners, for those of you who tuned in, I thank you for listening. You can always catch the rewind if you didn't catch it tonight. Until next week, be blessed and bye-bye.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? The love and the joy that you promised
me,
tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile.
The truth is,
I almost